AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. At a news conference, Peel Police Chief Nishan Duraiappah says 9 people are facing charges for stealing millions of dollars worth of gold bars at a Canadian airport a year ago.
Exactly 1 year ago, 6,600 gold bars weighing over 400 kilograms were stolen from Pearson International Airport here in Mississauga and Peel Region. It had a value of over $20 million, and this particular theft has become the largest gold theft in Canadian history, and it's one of the largest, for that matter, in North America.
Maine's legislature has approved sweeping gun safety legislation. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Almost 6 months after a mass shooting in Maine, state lawmakers have approved background checks on private gun sales, a 72-hour waiting period for gun purchases, a ban on bump stocks that can transform a weapon into a machine gun, and criminalizing gun sales to people not allowed to own guns. The legislation, approved early Thursday morning, also funds violence prevention and opens a mental health crisis receiving center in Lewiston, where on October 25th, an Army reservist opened fire, killing 18 people and wounding 13 before killing himself. There was no action on a proposal to institute a red flag law, which would have allowed family members to petition a judge to remove guns from someone in a psychiatric crisis. I'm Donna Warder.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump hosted Polish President Andrzej Duda for dinner, the latest in a series of meetings with foreign leaders of Europe.
And that's not an easy thing to accomplish, but he's done a fantastic job and he's my friend. And we had 4 great years together. 4 great years.
So that's true.
We may have to do it again.
This is AP News. An Abu Ghraib military contractor warned bosses of abuses 2 weeks after arriving in 2003.
During testimony in a lawsuit filed by 3 Abu Ghraib survivors, jurors saw an October 2003 email from a civilian contractor who worked for military contractor CACI. The civilian contractor, sent to work as an interrogator at the prison in Iraq, resigned within 2 weeks of his arrival and told his corporate bosses that mistreatment of detainees was likely to continue. The former prisoners allege that CACI shares responsibility for the mistreatment that they endured, arguing the company took no action after receiving the employee's resignation. Shocking photos of abuse became public in April 2004, resulting in a worldwide scandal that revealed evidence of physical and sexual assaults of inmates. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.